In Mexico, cops are known more for bribe-taking than crime-fighting, but the police department in Tijuana is hoping to change that by outfitting their officers with body cameras. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, the city's police chief says the cameras will show that bad cops are only one part of the problem, because the public plays a big role in corruption, too.
Within days of clipping the lapel pin-sized camera on three Tijuana police officers, this happened. One of the cops' body cameras recorded this traffic stop. The officer pulled over a woman for not wearing her seatbelt. She also wasn't carrying her driver's license. Out of the car and visibly agitated, she slung a few insults. Then she tried to bribe the officer. The officer is heard saying, "I'm not asking for anything." The woman, who claims she's a doctor in neighboring San Diego, California, says, "Well, I'm offering." Finally, the cop says, "Sure, give me money." She hands him $40. The officer then informs her she's under arrest.
As a police officer, you always get criticized about your good behavior and wrong behavior.
Now the cameras will show the truth, says Tijuana's police chief Alejandro Lares Valaderas. Lares, who rose through the ranks to take over the border city's 2,100 police a year and a half ago, says it's not easy being a cop in Mexico. He says you pull someone over and the threats begin.
You know what? You don't know who you're messing with. You're going to lose your job and blah, 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 yada, yada. So now where we're doing is opening Pandora box, you know. If they try to criticize my police officers, well, now they will have proof on who and what they're saying.
But while Lares pushes the cameras as a tool to help the good cops on his force, he still has to deal with the bad ones. Municipal police in Mexico are among the most corrupt security forces in the country. And Tijuana's, one of the largest in Mexico, is no exception. It has long struggled with corruption allegations and routine purges. A recent survey of the police force by researchers at the University of San Diego showed that 80% of cops believe there is corruption among the ranks. That makes Lares' job of weeding out the bad while professionalizing the good a difficult political dance.
Siéntense, muchachos. Buenas tardes. Gracias. Siéntense, por favor.
In an auditorium at an eastern Tijuana substation, about 100 officers rise as the chief walks into the room. He shows the cops the video of the bribing woman and passes around one of the new miniature cameras.
Esto no es para venir a tenerlos checados a ustedes.
This is not a way to check up on you, insists Lares. It's another tool to help you do your job. Some, however, are not convinced. Officer Juan Betancourt says the force is divided over the cameras. He's for them, and in his 21 years on the beat, he says he's never been bribed, but he has been accused of wrongdoing. And you just don't have any way to defend yourself, he says, with the camera. Now we can. And as for the woman offering a bribe in the video, she was released after paying a 7,500 peso fine, about $500. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Tijuana.